Hello and welcome to another episode of the Veg Grower Supporters Club podcast. I'm Richard and this is a pre-recorded episode this time. Normally I do these on the same night they go out, but I am currently away. What I'm actually doing, I'm helping at the moment Lee with his stage show, getting kids into gardening. It's called Extreme Gardening. But also on Sunday, I am at Audley End House for BBC Gardeners World Autumn Fair. But being away doesn't mean we can't share our gardening enthusiasm. Now, if I was at home, I can't help to think what I would be doing this weekend. And here's a glimpse for things that you might find useful for you to do this weekend. First off, I would be preparing the ground for garlic and overwintering onions. Just basically getting it all weed-free, adding plenty of compost, making sure it's all filled out to a nice fine tilth. Just getting ready to sow those because they will go in a few weeks' time. Then I would be planning to sow some onion seeds for overwintering. These little seeds, they can be something like Elisa Craig. I usually do prefer sets because I have more luck with growing from sets. But I am trying to experiment a bit more with onion seeds. So I could look at sowing those. Something else I would look at doing is actually planting out some kale and some other brassicas, such as swede, etc., etc. Now, these hardy greens, they will thrive when the temperature drops, so I think they're going to be quite important to go down. But you're probably wondering where they would go, because I would need them to go into a bed that is currently growing or has my second early potatoes. So I'd need to really harvest those potatoes first. And to be honest, there's nothing quite like the satisfaction of unearthing fresh potatoes from the soil, is there? Now let's shift gears slightly. By the time you are listening to this podcast, I have got this month's seed packet in the post to you all. And I'm really excited to share with you the seeds that we've got for you for September. Now, first of all, we've got Caln Salad, also known as lamb's lettuce, which is a delightful green. It adds a nice fresh crunch to many salads, but it grows really well in cold temperatures. So I think it's a good one to try and grow. Next up, we have daikon radish. Now, this is a versatile root vegetable that is a must-have for all autumn planted. Now, this isn't this typical small red radish that you would expect when you go to, when you think of radish, really. These are often sold in Asian shops, but you do see them quite often in greengrocers as well. These are often the long, white, almost big, I can't really describe them much better, but you see them quite often in greengrocers as being this big, white root. And that is a daikon radish. It's not as peppery as the normal radish, but it does add quite a nice flavour. Now, I've also including a meteor variety of peas. These are a good one to grow over winter. They will give you an early start next spring and give you some decent harvests as well. Highly recommend you get those in the ground during this month. Then we've got the unique flavour of wasabina mustard. Now, this is a really spicy mustard. It's almost got a wasabi taste, and it is a great one to grow. I really like it. I quite like wasabi anyway, but this one will add a nice kick to many salads. And the best of all, this is another cool weather crop, so it will do pretty well in our winter gardens. Now, finally, we have watercress. Now, this is a peppery green. It is a powerhouse of nutrients, a wonderful addition to your garden. It doesn't need to be in a river or a stream or in a pond or anything like that. It does need a lot of water. I'll be honest with you, I do not have a huge amount of luck with growing watercress from seed. I usually like to get my watercress growing from a cutting when I've bought watercress from a supermarket or somewhere. But who knows, this year might be different. If we can get it into the ground and the seed sowing, and plenty of moisture around them, they might do quite well. So yeah, that is the seeds that we are sending out throughout September. Now, I am just opening up my book so I can read to you a list of other things that we can sow throughout September as well, because I thought that might be an interesting thing for you to know. So we could be sowing spinach, salad leaves, winter salads, mizuna, lettuce, broad beans, peas, radish, turnip, garlic. Well, we're going to be sowing garlic at the end of a month anyway. Spring cabbage, pak choi, and green manures. So plenty there to really get stuck in. Now, what's interesting? Oh, I forgot to mention, we've got a green manure as the sixth seed. I've only mentioned five. A green manure in this month's, in September's gift pack as well. Phacelia, which is one of my favourite green manures. I like to use green manures a lot when the beds are empty because they just act as like a suppressant. They suppress weeds, they stop nutrients being washed out the soil, and they also can add nutrients. And phacelia for me is one of the best. I've grown this for a number of years. It does really, really well. So yeah, I think there's going to be plenty to get you all growing. Right, guys, I am going to wrap this one up. It is a little bit shorter than I would like, but I think that'll be okay. So if you've got any questions or anything, please do feel free to email me. I am available by email. Might take a little bit of time to get back to you, but I am available by email. Right, guys, you take care. I'll speak to you again next time.